Hello, everybody. It's Linda McDonald, and we're doing some poster podcasts here. And I'm with Jason Innehofer, and he did one of the posters this year. Welcome, Jason. We appreciate it. And
thank you.
Tell me what your poster was that you submitted and what the number is.
It's 24, and the poster is on the benefits of the piriform system through Sakura.
So what's the first thing you want people to see when you're when they're looking at your poster?
I think the first thing people should take note of is there's four quotations there by a variety of people in the histology pathology department, including pathologists, histologists, PAs or pathology assistants, and it's really a lot of positive feedback about this new system that actually we've had it for about 2 years now, and it's basically a system that kind of takes out the part for the histologist with embedding, and it's basically a system where the PA embeds the tissue in the blocks and goes through a machine that actually processes the tissue and puts the paraffin in the tissue and makes it ready for the histotech to start cutting. As we know, there's a big shortage of histotechs nationwide, and it's been like that for a long time.
Yep, so, that there is.
Yeah.
I know Sakura came out with the auto embedder a long time ago.
Yep.
So,
it's fantastic.
When you were doing this, were there any surprises, good or bad, that you found that happened?
Well, I think the surprises were a good surprise in the fact that there's definitely a learning curve with this system, but after about 2 to 3 months, the PAs kind of came about and realized it wasn't that bad after all, because, you know, everybody's about, you know, time and efficiency, and anything that slows you down even for a few seconds, you know, someone's going to complain about it.
Right.
And the pathology assistants, which I am myself, is one of the biggest complainers, because we're like, oh man, it's going to slow us down. And so the biggest surprise was, after you do these for a while, you get so used to them, you're just almost literally just as fast as with regular cassettes as you are with these. You know, so that I think that was the biggest surprise.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. I think you find more and more that a lot of the things that happen on the back end would be better suited to be happening on the front end. So you're just kind of shifting that, where that time allotment is going to come from. So,
yeah.
For your next poster and follow-up project, what are you going to do?
I'm not exactly sure. Probably something related to education for not only the pathology assistants but also the residents. There's been, you know, a big change as far as the attitude and the motivation with grossing for residents and for pathology assistants, students, and also the lab staff. But before I do that, I do want to mention, as far as the piriform blocks go and histology, there you have to be a big supporter of histology, and I really try to promote that as a PA. I have a great relationship with the histology staff, with the histology supervisor and whatnot. And I think it's real important, and also they'll support you if you support them. So as far as these piriform blocks go, you know, it might be a little bit time consuming for us, but it's going to help histology in the long run. And not only that, also it helps in education.
How time consuming was it for them to learn to work through the cutting through the paraffin?
There was not really that many. Obviously, the blade gets a little bit duller faster with these new blocks, but the histology staff seemed to like it a lot. They're like, oh, more and more and more. And so we've really been kind of monitoring the percentage of blocks and how many we put through and trying to put bigger percentages through. And so really it can help them out. And it's also a great teaching tool.
Are you using it for biopsies as well?
We're using it for biopsies, for skin biopsies, for 97% of all of our big stuff. I mean, there's really nothing you can't use it for, except for like things you have to pour through a tea bag, like, you know, smaller specimens and whatnot.
But BMCs, things like that.
I really like it. And so my next project is called going to be about education and how things, the trends have kind of changed with residents and attitudes.
Yeah,
it
might be a good lecture for NSH, because I know with this there's still a lot of pushback with, you know, oh, the PAs aren't going to do that, or oh, the techs can't cut through that. So with your level of success here, it's good to expand on it and put it out there.
Yeah, and that's what I've been trying to do. And, you know, I've trained 12 PA students for 12 years. I've been for PA for 20 years, but I've been training pathology assistant students and also residents for 20 years, and I've really been trying to promote this, because I think it's one of the biggest things. You have to cut the tissue thin.
Yep.
And if you get these residents started on thin tissue from the get-go, you've got success. Yeah, you know?
And they will be excellent pathologists down the road.
Yeah,
I know in our lab, the PAs or the residents were allowed to do a 1 week or 1 month rather rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys came in, and after seeing how to embed and section, he was one of the best residents after
That's
having
good to
that
hear.
Rotation.
Oh, yeah. They should see it from beginning to end. They should see the whole process from beginning to end to understand it. And I don't know if that happens anymore these days.
No.
I'll be honest. I mean,
everybody's too rushed. Got to get it done. Got to
go. You know, and I understand there's a whole work-life balance, but, you know, you want to have quality, you know.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Well, it's like do-do in, do-do out.
Right.
That's what I always say.
Exactly. No, I agree. Totally.
Well, we look forward to your next project for next year, and thank you for taking the time to talk with us today.
Well, thank you. I want to thank all you guys, too, as well, for your support. First conference here. Thank you.
Great. Oh.